Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. One of the important keys of life is traveling. Traveling is, what should I say? It's entertaining, it's fun. It's time where you and I build memories and we try to go see the world. And I don't think there's a human being on the face of the planet that does not like traveling. I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people that hate traveling. But, you know, the majority of human beings love to travel. And when it comes to traveling, obviously there are adequate and moral things that we need to keep in mind. You know, it's not just an act that you just do without observing the Islamic adequates in this regard. And, you know, we are very grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us imams that have shown us what to do when it comes to traveling. First, when it comes to traveling, there are benefits to traveling, okay? So it was narrated from Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, said, you travel, for there are 5 benefits in traveling. Sometimes you feel depressed. To relieve yourself from the depression is you travel. وَاكْتِسَابَ مَعِيشَةً You might be able to travel for business and, you know, make some money. وَعِلْمٌ You might gain a knowledge during traveling. وَآدَابٌ And you learn new manners during traveling. وَصُحْبَةُ مَاجِدِي And then you might find a great companion during travel. So these are 5 things that we find in travel. Whether, you know, because usually a lot of people travel because they get too, during work they get stressed out. They got too much pressure on them, the pressure of life, the pressure of working. And, you know, they don't feel okay. So they wait throughout the year until the end of the year, and then they go for a trip. And when they go for the trip, they release all that tension, all that stress, all that worry. So this is one of the best benefits out of traveling. So we need to keep it happening. So we need to travel frequently and more often. And especially when it comes to اكتساب علم, because sometimes I don't know what happens around the world or how people are. I remember the first time I traveled in my, you know, young teen years, I went to one of the very poor, deprived countries in the, you know, South Asian countries. And it was eye-opening to see the condition of people and how they lived, which made me hate myself when I compared the way I'm living and complaining compared to how these people are living and not complaining. So when you travel, you definitely will learn so many things. So also, that's something that we constantly need to keep in mind when it comes to travel. So therefore, you see so many ahadith from the Ahl Bayt alayhi wasalam that, you know, we need to travel. Even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ثَلَاثُ دَعَوَاتٍ مُسْتَجَابَاتٍ 3 prayers which are accepted. لَا شَكَّ فِيهُنْ There is no doubt in the fact that they will be answered. And he says, دَعْوَةُ الْمَظْلُومِ The oppressed, when he supplicate to Allah, وَدَعْوَةُ الْمُسَافِرِ And he who travels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his dua. وَدَعْوَةُ الْوَالِدِ لَوَلَدِهِ And the supplication and dua of a father to his sons. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in 2 volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون دماغ و سواب داره فرون روزون
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is
on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. We were talking about traveling, and we said traveling has things, manners and etiquettes that we need to keep in mind. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, "La yakhruj ar-rajulu fi safarin yakhafu fihi ala dinihi wa salatihi." Let no one travel to a place where they might fear for their religion or their salah. Now, this hadith is very relevant to me and you today, because sometimes I want to travel to a country that I want to see, a specific country I want to see. But I do know that this country, they are very harsh on Muslims. They're harsh on the men practicing their faith or on women having to dress the hijab, for example, because a lot of countries, when women who wear hijab come in, they become very harsh with them. And some places are actually, women are forbidden to wear hijab. So if I want to go to these places, I have to take that into consideration that sometimes they might, you know, they will not allow me to practice my faith or at least to pray, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi says. A person might not be able to pray, especially if you go to a place, for example, where they're not, you know, pure. And there might be a lot of najasa around and impurity where a person becomes hard for him to perform prayer. Or he can't perform altogether. They won't let him. Or he won't be able to for whatever reason. So the Imam says, if this is the case, then you should not travel. So it doesn't mean because you want to see Las Vegas, you go to Las Vegas. Because we all know what Las Vegas is, for example, right? There are cities, there are places, there are countries where it is known for its facade. It is known for its, you know, drug use, alcohol use, and prostitution, and what have you. They're known. And sadly, sometimes we see a lot of youth, they go to these places. They are attracted to these places. These are the places of shaitan. Me and you should avoid. So if I'm, you know, I shouldn't be going to Amsterdam, for example, and I don't know, Las Vegas and all these cities where it's known for its corruption. It's known for anything that's evil. We need to avoid, because our salah becomes in danger. Our faith becomes in danger. So the Ahl Bayt Salamullah Alayhim, they constantly emphasize on the fact that we need to travel. We need to see the world. We need to see people. Even Allah says, قُلْ سِيحُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Go around, go on earth, walk on earth, and look at the nations before you. Because like Amir al-Mu'mineen said, it's an educational trip. So I'm going for fun, I'm going to relax, this is a leisure time, but at the same time, it's an educational time. But it has to be done in a way where it does not affect and does not reflect in a negative way on my faith, on my beliefs, and on my acts of worship. Because there are even places in China, for example, where a person can't pray. There are no masjids for him to pray. And if he, you know, the Muslims are a little bit oppressed in certain areas where they can't perform their Islamic duties. So why would you go to these places? What's the point? there are plenty of other places that you and I can see. We will leave it here and we will continue the etiquettes of traveling for next episode. So until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.